Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to give God all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. We come to lift his name on high on today. Hallelujah. That our voice print may be heard in the heavens. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Glory to our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's worthy of the praise on today. Hallelujah. He's quite worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask, amen, that you commit this worship service to God in prayer, that you open up in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, I come unto you today, O God. Lord God, I ask you to cover everyone on the phone line on today, O God. Lord God, we come to you surrendering, O God. Lord God, we surrender our hearts and our minds unto you, O God. Lord God, we just thank you for another day, O God, another opportunity to come and gather unto you, O God. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you just let go each and every day, O God. Father God, we come to you with an open heart and a mind to receive the words and the wisdom that you have for us on today. And Father God, I ask you to forgive us all for anything, any sins or anything in our hearts that we might have done, O God. But, O God, we ask you on today, O God, because you are a merciful, loving God. Lord God, let your word come forth on today, O God. And Father God, we bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O God. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
Thank
to God's
you,
name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beloved, for the scripture reading on today, I would ask that you turn with me to 1 Samuel, amen, chapter 30. Amen. Just for the scripture reading for today, we go into 1 Samuel chapter 30. When you get it, just say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We give him praise and we give him honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory to God. When you get it, say amen, beloved. Amen. Praise God. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Amen. And we're going to read from 1 to verse 6. Amen. 1 through verse 6, and it says, and it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David, two wives, were taken captive, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. They spake of stoning the king, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man, for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Amen. And when no one else can encourage you, when everyone else seems to be against you as a leader, amen, whatever it is that you lead, and whether it's your household, whether it's the congregation, whether it's a business, there comes a time when you have to know the word of God for yourself, and you have to encourage yourself. It said all the people spake of stoning David. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power, and it's in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is healing, healing, wonder-working healing is in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, healing, wonder-working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And that Lamb name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to his name. Beloved, on today in this lesson, amen, the word that I have to leave with you, amen, today, the word of the Lord is you cannot speak if you do not eat. You cannot speak if you do not eat. I wanted to give you this word, this kingdom thought before we went forth in the scripture text. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 2. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 2. We will be in Ezekiel chapter 2 and chapter 3 today. God is speaking to his people. Amen. It's one thing when God raises up a prophet to encourage and direct his people that they not die in their sin. Amen. But it's another thing when you have to encourage yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we're going to read in Ezekiel the aspect of being able to, amen, be empowered by the true and living God. When he called your name, when he raised you up, when he sets you in position, when he tells you no longer you should be prostrate, but stand in his presence. Amen. Stand in his presence as a servant. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you can talk to him face to face like Moses. Hallelujah, my God. Because he have a word that he wants you to speak to his people, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It is very important in this season that we posture ourselves to hear. Posture ourselves to hear. I want you to know the value of God's word. Amen. Sometimes we may see it as it being like any other words in any other book. Praise God, but it is not. And this word is divine life, is God's spirit, amen, is God's power, it is God's mind, amen. The Bible tells us that he sent his word and it healed them, and he sent his word and it delivered them, and God spoke his word and he created, amen. So the word has creation power when God releases his word to his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Even if he releases it through a person, that word has the same fervor, the same power, the same anointing as if God has spoken it himself. That's why sometimes when I'm blessing you, I say I speak on behalf of the Father when I say, or if I'm correcting you, I will say that I'm speaking on behalf of the Father. Praise God. When I say, so we have to come to value, amen, the word of God, amen, even value it before we, even above how we value food. Amen. Hallelujah. Because if you're anything like me, you like to eat. Amen. This morning I had a spread, praise God. I got up and I cooked for Asia, Sadie, and I, amen, and I had a spread before me, praise God, amen. But I did not enjoy that better than the word that I got up and ate at 5 o'clock this morning, not better than the fellowship that I had with Minister Paris this morning, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to begin to desire those things that are eternal more than we desire those things that are material, that are physical, amen, that are tangible to us. Amen. And so, beloved, I believe that God is speaking to his people. Amen. I believe that God has given his people visions and dreams, and I believe that he is developing a relationship of proximity, and that is a relationship of closeness with his people, that this is not the days of Moses where Moses had to go up to the mountain to hear from God for us. Amen. You too can hear from God. Amen. Listen, you are directing your life, the lives of your family. You ought to hear from God. Hallelujah. You ought to posture yourself that you can hear. And hearing from God is not just us talking in prayer all the time. It's not just us jabbering. Amen. Because when you are speaking, you are not listening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Time to be still. A time to say, speak, Lord, speak, your servant listens, your servant heareth thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Having a desire to be able to hear the word of God. Amen. I'm going to ask, amen, Minister Paris, that you read for me. Amen. Starting with Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 10. Praise God.
Just one moment. Let me pull it up. Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 10.
Yes, we're going to read Ezekiel 2 first, and then we're going to go into Ezekiel 3. But we're going to read Ezekiel 2 first. Amen. Beloved, follow us along in the word of God. See it in the word for yourself. Don't take my word for it. When you see it in the word for yourself, these are the holy scriptures that testify of the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Search them. Make sure we are talking right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 10. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even until this very day. But they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And from this text, beloved, I want you to zoom in on the portion where God is telling Ezekiel to eat. Amen. He's given him a scroll. Let's go back. Ezekiel, amen, is a prophet. Amen. And he was raised up at a time when he was in exile. Amen. I don't want to say exile. He was in captivity. Amen. Hallelujah. He was in captivity in Babylon, praise God. In his first vision, amen, while in captivity, God was with him. And his first vision was when he was along the river. Amen, hallelujah. God revealed himself unto Ezekiel over and over again, amen. And so now in this second verse, God reveals himself to Ezekiel again, amen. And God began to speak to Ezekiel. Ezekiel drops in a posture of worship at his feet, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But what God does for Ezekiel is that he tells Ezekiel to stand up. Amen. He told Ezekiel to stand up. Amen. Hallelujah. A servant stands in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You will find, hallelujah, Jesus, that, amen, the angels that were servants of God, messengers of God, they stood in the presence of God. Amen. You will find that, hallelujah, that was one of the things that Gabriel said, that I am he that standeth in the presence of God. Because as a servant, he stood and he received God instruction, and he went forth to speak the very thing that God had said. And so there is a shift that is about to take, and is that is about to take place in Ezekiel's life, beloved. There is a shift that is also taking place in your life. Praise God, hallelujah. God wants you to reposture yourself to hear. He wants you to reposture yourself. Ezekiel has been called to a relationship of closeness, a relationship of proximity, amen, where now God is dealing with him in visions, and God is getting open visions, amen, and that God is speaking to Ezekiel directly, amen.
Linda
and one
Roberts.
Of the things that he is instructing Ezekiel, amen, those of you that are just coming on that have noise in your background, I'm going to ask that you mute your phone, amen, because we don't want the service to be disrupted. So if you have noise in your background, beloved, I ask that you mute your phone, that you do not disrupt the lesson. Praise God. Amen. And so, hallelujah, what I find within this text, that God did not just call Ezekiel to a place of proximity. He began to speak to Ezekiel about the reason why he called him. Amen. Praise God. There is a work that God has for you to do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God does not give his people a work to do without giving his people some type of divine instruction. God is the type of God that he's not going to send you and not equip you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He is not going to send you and not undergird you. Praise God. He is not going to send you and don't strengthen you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I find in this text that God is preparing Ezekiel, amen, to be his mouthpiece. Amen. Preparing Ezekiel, amen, to speak his word to a rebellious people that is his people. Amen. And we know that rebellion is just disobedience, amen, to the word of God. Amen. And I find that in our lives that we could find, amen, if we were true to ourselves, amen, that there from time to time that each and one of us, each and every one of us have been disobedient unto the word of God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we thank God for correction. We thank him for raising up a prophet, amen, to bring us a word, amen, to convince and convict us of our sin, amen. Those of us today, amen, we got the Holy Ghost on the inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. God don't just arbitrarily put people into your business. But what he does is that by way of his spirit, amen, he convinces you and convicts you and lets you know that what you're doing and how you're walking and how you're talking is not what I desire for you. He lets you to know that you have been bought with a price, that you have been set apart and that you are not your own. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that you're busy, but you're not being busy with the things that I would have for you to be busy with, beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is speaking to Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 2. And he's instructing Ezekiel, amen, don't be like the others. Don't be like this rebellious nation. So he is setting Ezekiel apart, and he's telling Ezekiel about the responsibility and the accountability that he is calling Ezekiel to. Amen. Nobody wants anybody else in their business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I find that when you begin to correct the people, amen, that people will tell you, now do you judge me? What gives you the right to judge me? They'll tell you that you are not God. Hallelujah. But that's just another way of them saying, let me sin in peace. Shut your mouth and mind your business. Praise God. That's a way of them saying that I like what I'm doing and that I'm not ready to stop. Praise God. And I don't need you in my business talking about what thus saith the Lord. Amen. But beloved, there comes a time when we need to desire, amen, hallelujah, the strong conviction of the Spirit. Why? Because we want to walk right, we want to live right, and we want to do right. Praise God. We want to be in right standing with God. Amen. We want to be accepted by God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. My God, it's time out for playing church and playing games. Praise God. Hallelujah. There was a time, amen, hallelujah, when we thought that we could club and still sing in the choir and club and still pray without ceasing and dance with the devil, amen, and be promiscuous and do all kinds of things. But God has set us apart. He has called us up out of the world. Hallelujah. And the world system has no power over us. Praise God. Amen. So when God calls you up out of a place, and he's calling you out of something to something, beloved, he's calling you unto himself. He is setting you apart from all the others. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will begin to go through things that would seem to be a hard thing to go through. Praise God, because God wants to set a testimony in your heart. Praise God. He wants you to do his bidding. Hallelujah, Jesus. Excuse me, beloved. Hallelujah. I learned to take my time. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God. And I'm going to take my time with this message. Praise God. And so here we have, amen, God speaking to Ezekiel, and he's calling Ezekiel, thou son of man, amen, hear what I say unto thee, amen. Through God's word, he wants you to hear what he is saying unto you, praise God. Can you hear? Can you perceive? Do you have an understanding concerning the word of God that is being delivered unto you? You are to come to the service with a heart and mind to want to hear and get an understanding, praise God. There's times when people can read something or hear something, but then they cannot repeat anything. Amen. It's not being retained, but God is releasing an anointing upon you in this season that you can retain. Hallelujah. That you can retain the word of God. That it will not be snatched away from you. Amen. Hallelujah. That it will not just sprout up quickly and then die quickly. Amen. Praise God. You want the anointing and the power in this word to last. You need it to get you throughout the week, throughout, hallelujah, throughout the rest of the day. You need this word. Hallelujah. And so God is saying unto Ezekiel, amen, son of man, amen, hear what I say unto thee, but be not thou rebellious like the rebellious house upon thy mouth, and eat that I give thee. Amen. And so he has given, he's about to give Ezekiel a scroll. Amen. In chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to read chapter 3, but he's telling Ezekiel, don't be like the others. I'm calling you out. I'm setting you apart. Praise God. That you used to get away with, that I used to wink at, that I tolerated with you, I'm not tolerating that no more, because I'm elevating you. Praise God. I'm elevating you. I'm calling Amen. You closer Amen. Unto me. Praise Amen. God. Amen. I'm calling you closer. In that closer walk, you will begin to see things that are hard to see. You will begin to experience things. Listen, everybody want to be a witness for the Lord, amen. But, amen, in order to have a testimony, you must go through a test. In order to say that you was healed, you first had to be sick. Amen. In order to say you was delivered by God, you first had to be bound. Amen. In order to say, hallelujah, Jesus, that he provided for you, amen, you first had to know some lack, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, in order to know God as your provision, as your deliverance, amen, as your healer, praise God, or as your healing, you had to go through something, amen. There had to be some type of experience of some type of lack somewhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God said, consider my servant Job when he spoke to Satan. Amen. I consider Job. Amen, hallelujah, and Satan spoke back to God and said, well, amen, you have a hedge around Job, and who could touch him? Who could touch him? Amen. And he said, but if you lift that hedge, he will curse you to your face. Amen, and die. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, and God lifted that hedge because God knew Job. God knew Job. God knows you. The things that God considered you for, the things that you were going through, the things that you were breaking through, the things that you have to believe God for, that you never had to believe him before. God considered you. He knows you. He knows what he put in you. Hallelujah. He knows that you're going to press through it, that you're going to pray through it, that you're going to praise through it, that you're going to worship him, that you may be discombobulated for a minute, that you may not understand it for a minute, but when you get your divine footed, hallelujah, my God, when you get your anchor in the Christ, when you begin to see him in the midst of your storm, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, praise
God has not considered you for no reason. He knows you. He knows what you can bear. He knows what you can take. He knows the way. Hallelujah.
Yes, it's real.
Glory to God's name. Consider my servant, Job. Hallelujah. Consider him. Even with no head, consider him. Oh, glory God, glory to God's name. And then you had Job's wife say unto Job, amen, hallelujah, why don't you curse your God and die? And Job told his wife, you don't sound like a divine vision caster. You sound like a foolish woman. My God, beloved, even in hard times, you have to be able to understand and discern what spirit is speaking at the time that it is speaking. My God, what spirit is leading you? What is motivating those that are around you? Hallelujah. There comes a time when everybody that ain't got no faith, you got to put them out the room, praise God, hallelujah. I don't need you here. I don't need you talking the way you talk. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to break through. I'm trying to come up out of this thing, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're back in Ezekiel. Beloved, we're back in Ezekiel. Amen. And God is calling Ezekiel to a place of proximity. I desire to use you. Amen. I'm calling you out of a rebellious nation. I'm setting you apart. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So the people you used to hang with, dance with, club with, eat with, now God is calling you out. And now you don't walk the same. You don't talk the same. You don't look the same, praise God. And they wondering, what's up with you? God said, don't be like them. Don't be rebellious like them. Don't disobey me. Don't go into that way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of that thing is death. God said, I require more of you. Appointment is just more responsibility.
Yes.
Appointment is accountability. Everybody want to be elevated, but do you want to be responsible? Do you want to be accountable? In a season where people want to hear prophecies, amen, or a word from a prophet of prosperity and new cars and money coming and all kind of things, God raised up Ezekiel, and the scroll that he ate, according to verse 10, was full of woes and lamentations and mourning. It was not what the people wanted to hear. I said, mm-hmm. what Ezekiel 8 was full of woe, was full of lamentations and full of mourning. Get your life right. If you don't change, you're going to die in your sin. You are a rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked people. Ezekiel didn't say it. God said it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My God. Beloved, we have to walk upright at a kingdom standard. Straighten out your neck. Put mm-hmm. your shoulders back. My God, fix your spiritual posture.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, he soon comes. People are perishing. And people are going to perish. Why? Because those of us that have the words of eternal life, we have not manifest. Amen. We're just going along to get along. We're not standing in righteousness like we ought to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us move on to chapter 3. And beloved, according to this, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. God said, don't you be concerned on whether they hear it or whether they forbear it, whether they want to hear it or not, whether they receive it or not, you speak it anyway. Speak with us, says the Lord. Speak the way to salvation. Amen. See, we don't have a word like Ezekiel had. Ezekiel had such a harsh word. The good tidings that we bring in this day is the tidings that Jesus Christ has finished it all. Amen. That your sin debt has been paid for. That there has been a way paid for you for eternal life. All you have to do is believe on the crucified, the death and the burial and the resurrected Christ. All you have to do is believe and turn from your wicked ways and repent. We have a sweet word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Ezekiel had a hard word.
Amen.
But God told him, hallelujah, you're not like Jeremiah. He said, because I'm going to make your faith hard too. Don't be afraid of the people. Don't be afraid of their hard faces. Don't be afraid of the thorns and thistles that's growing up amongst them. Don't be afraid of the things that they're going to say against you because they don't like that you are in their business or that I put you in their business. He says, I'm going to make your faith hard like flint. This is what God told Ezekiel. When Jeremiah ran from the people, Ezekiel is going to be able to stand face to face with them and not move and speak with thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. John the Baptist was that way. He told them, you vile vipers, who told you to run and escape the coming wrath of God? There is a coming wrath of God that is coming down the pipeline, that if our names are not written in the Lamb book of life, hallelujah, that if our names are not written in the Lamb book of life, we will see the coming wrath of God. We're busy with the things of the world, but who is busy with the things of the kingdom of God? Are we sharing with our loved ones in our very house? Are we being an example in our living, in our conversation, in the workplace, in the supermarket? Are we being the witness that we ought to be? Praise Amen. God. Is our lifestyle a witness? Amen. Hallelujah. Or are we still answering the call of everything that is speaking? Praise God. Praise God, beloved. So God is careful to tell Ezekiel, I'm changing your diet. Hey, Shebe. See, we don't like a diet change. John the Baptist ate locusts and wild honey. He didn't eat like nobody else. But he's telling Ezekiel, I'm changing your diet. You will not eat the way you used to eat. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That you will only eat what I put before you. God is preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemy, and you have not partook because you don't like the meal that he has prepared. Amen. But God told Ezekiel, eat the whole scroll.
Yes.
Eat the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Eat what I am speaking to you.
Amen.
Because, beloved, you can't speak what you don't eat. If you don't eat the word of God, you can't regurgitate the word of God. If you don't take it into your spirit, if you don't let it spiritualize your mind, if you don't eat it, amen, and I'm not telling you to rip the pages of the Bible out and begin to eat the paper, but your eating is your believing. When you read it, when you excavate it and you believe it and you apply it and you digest it, and when it becomes a part of the fiber of your being, it was in Ezekiel's spirit. And believe me, beloved, out of your mouth speaks the issues of your heart. The word of God came a part of Ezekiel's heart.
My Lord.
This is why when we are going through, we speak things like, I can't make it. I can't take it. I'm dying. It's killing me. Why? Because the word is not in your heart. You're not speaking like a kingdom citizen when you speak like that. You're speaking your defeat. Out of your mouth, you speak blessings and curses and life and death. Hallelujah. How can you speak your demise as a kingdom citizen? This is why you must eat this word. You must faith, F-A-I-T-H, this word. Your eating is your believing, beloved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jeremiah ate the word of God. Ezekiel ate the word of God. Everybody want to be a prophet, but they don't want to eat the bread of life. Hey, Shebe. And we want to go and say, well, thus says the Lord, and God said, I have not sent you, and I have not spoken unto you. Praise God. There's no woes and no lamentations in this day, but there is a whole lot of sin. There's no correction and no convincing and no convicting, but there is a whole lot of rebellion. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, we have to begin to eat what God is putting before us. We have to begin to eat the word of God. Amen. We have to esteem this word above what we would esteem to be natural nourishment, because this word is spiritual nourishment. This word is mind nourishment. Amen. This word will make in us the mind of Christ, will produce in us the very character of God, the very divine morality of God. Let us read Chapter 3. Minister Parris, please read.
Just one moment. Let me pull it up.
Ezekiel chapter 3, beloved. Open up your Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. I pulled up a picture of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Sykes knows we used to go to the Bible Church of Christ. Amen. In the Bronx. Amen. Boy, my purse was in hand, but the Bible was in hand. And I looked at that picture. I said, man, you about your father's business. I went in ready for the word. Amen. And Bishop Roy Bryant, he would preach 53 scriptures. Ready for the word. Amen. Ready for the feast. Ready. Yeah. Oh, kuriande revosa. Ready to get empowered. Ready to get edified. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready to be corrected. Amen. God put me on the righteous path.
Amen. He did. It's real.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The righteous path, right standing with God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. But thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel. not to many people of a strange speech and of an hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house
Amen.
Of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears. And go get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and a noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Aviv that dwelt by the river of Shebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there as the glory which I saw by the river of Shebar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spake with me, and said unto me, Go, shut thyself within thine house. But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, and thou shalt be dumb, and shalt not be to them a reprover. For they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house.
Praise God, and the word of God is blessed, beloved. I want you to pay attention to even in chapter 2 where it says, And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. and set me upon my feet. And so you will find all throughout Ezekiel, amen, God speaks to Ezekiel, but God empowers Ezekiel to do what God wants Ezekiel to do by way of his spirit, amen. God yeah. gives you a provision to carry out what it is that he has set forth for you to do. He empowers you to do so by way of his spirit. It was the hand of God that was upon Ezekiel, amen. And so in the beginning it says, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, this is in chapter 3, verse 1, eat that thou findest, eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So he opened up his mouth and he ate. Beloved, if you do not eat, you cannot speak. You cannot speak the word of God if you do not eat the word of God. I'm telling you, the people of God in these days need much bread. Amen. We don't need bread with yeast, amen, that causes our belly to swell. What we need is divine word from God. We need a revelation. We need to read that which has been revealed. Amen. We need to make this a part of our daily diet, our daily meal. Amen. And don't get skimpy with it. Don't just eat one meal a day because you can't take it or because you're falling asleep. Eat it. Amen. Tell your sleep to leave you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to prophesy over your life, my God. Eat it until you're empowered by this word. Amen. Amen. God's servants should receive God's word as if they actually ate it. Actually eating the material pages of a Bible would do one no spiritual good, but using the figure of eating the scroll as a picture of how we should receive God's word can do us great good. Eating the scroll speaks of many things that should mark our reception of God's revealed word. Amen. And so it should be deliberate action. It should be readiness to receive. It should be internal reception. Amen. And so you should eternally receive it and understand it. Amen. It should be repetitious chewing, amen. And so, you know, you really want to be able to digest this word. And you know, you can't really digest anything that you swallow whole. You got to more at this thing, amen. Hallelujah. Complete reception, the process of digestion, the necessity, the sweetness, amen. And because Ezekiel ate in this way, amen, this word is good for strength and nourishment, praise God. And because Ezekiel ate in this way, he said that he tasted and he saw that the word of God, that it was good, amen.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. A scroll of a book was in it. This emphasizes that God's word was not only the spontaneous word spoken to his appointed prophets. God had a plan, a purpose, and authority for his written word. Amen. Listen, this is not just something that God is picking off the top of his head. Even when God created, he spoke it first. Let us make man, amen, in our own image, in our own likeness. Then he did what he spoke. God does everything by the counsel of his own divine will. And so the word of God, when it's coming forth to us, it has a plan. It has a purpose. And amen. Amen. And it has authority. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when Ezekiel ate that word, amen, the plan of God for the word that the word brought forth was to warn the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Warn them of their sin. Warn them of their rebellious ways. Warn them of their hard-headedness. Amen. So sometimes God will give you a word of warning. Hallelujah. But this word of warning has purpose. Amen. It may be a word of edification, but this word has power. Hallelujah. The power is in the message itself. Praise God. I remember today I sent a word out to Minister Paris this morning, and she said, yeah, I received that. It empowered me when I read it. And praise God. Hallelujah. The word does that. Man, all I did was speak what God had put in me, praise God. But the word himself came with the provision, amen, of purpose and authority. Hallelujah. Bringing about the plans of God in your life. Just like this word is directing you, pointing you in a direction, and is bringing about the plans of God in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Praise God. And so we see here, amen, within this text, amen, hallelujah, that Ezekiel had to do a hard thing, and even after he ate it, he still did not want to go. Praise God. Verse 14 says, amen, hallelujah, and speaks about all that he heard. Amen, amen. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard. This is verse 12. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. Amen. And so those was the seraphim, amen, the cherubim, amen, that is around the throne, amen, that covers the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. He was able to hear their wings. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When he heard the voice, my God, and the Spirit took him up, amen, and lifted him, and he said, and I went in bitterness and in the heat of my spirit. Amen. This tells you that Ezekiel was angry. I remember, amen, when I was teaching young girls around my dining room table, and they said, be our pastor. I said, oh, no, you just can't make yourself a pastor. When God revealed to me that I would pastor, I cried.
Amen.
Who wants that job? I cried. I was enjoying teaching Bible study. But this thing that you're talking about, God, this responsibility for people's lives, this going after people, amen, when I don't want to just because it brings glory to your name, this praying day and night and day and night, this you waking me up out of my sleep to pray, amen, hallelujah, this accountability and this responsibility that you're trying to put on me, praise God. Hallelujah. To whom so much is given, so much is required.
Amen.
God told Ezekiel, amen, he called him out of a rebellious nation. He told him, be not like these people. Eat what I give you to eat. You remember your parents? I don't want that. I'm a McDonald's. You better eat what's before you. Eat every pea, every carrot.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Eat with this is nourishment. Eat. Hallelujah. Be mindful how you eat and where you eat. God is preparing a table for you, and he's preparing it for you in the presence of your enemy. He never said that he will move the enemy from the table. We're so busy focused on fighting the enemy, moving the enemy. Amen. God, abolishing the enemy. You better focus on what's prepared.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's trying to put a word in your belly, a word in your mouth, if you would just eat. Hallelujah. He would give you the resolution for your problem if you would just eat, if you would just partake. Hallelujah. I realize that when I'm going through, if I answer this thing out of my pain, that I'm coming from a place of pain and hurt and feeling and emotion and anguish. But when I get in the face of God, when God begins to speak to me, when I begin to, hallelujah, lay down my burden, amen, hallelujah, in the throne room, and he begins to comfort me, my God, he will give me a resolution, and all I have to do is speak what God gave me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we look for comfort in place where there will be no comfort. Sometimes we look for things in our spouses, and we want them to be things that they just cannot be. Only God can be that to you. Only God is going to understand it the way it needs to be understood. Only God can correct and direct you, and only God. Hallelujah. Ezekiel went forth, amen, hallelujah, but he didn't go forth by his own will, but by the will of the Spirit. The Spirit lifted him, praise God, and he had to do what it is that God said. God made him a watchman. Hallelujah. One that watched for iniquity and one that watched out for the souls of the people. One that, hallelujah, corrected, amen, and warned and lamentated on behalf of the people. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants that job? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God. But God has set you apart to believe, that you may go out and tell good tidings amongst the people of the world, that you will make disciples of men. Hallelujah. That you will tell it in your household, that your lifestyle will reflect the very presence and the very glory and the very essence of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That the way you live, the way you talk, the way you walk, hallelujah, is a testimony of the Christ. My God, this means you got to come out from amongst them. This means you can't be like the rest. This means there's responsibility and accountability for what has been bestowed upon you, praise God. Hallelujah. We all want a great walk, but what about the responsibility and the accountability that goes with it? Praise God. I remember sitting with a group of friends. They were pastors, amen, and we had went out to eat, and they had ordered a bottle of wine, and they said, hallelujah. They told me, you can drink. They had wine in the Bible. And God spoke to me, and he said, don't you touch it.
Amen.
He said, don't you touch it. Don't you, if I wanted to touch it, I couldn't. He said, don't you touch it.
Right.
Who's willing to be the example? Who's willing to be set apart? Who's willing to be sober-minded? Amen. That thing would have impaired my mind, just a sniff of it. Amen. My God, who's willing? Hallelujah. That a nation can live. Who's willing to bear, pick up their cross and bear it? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Who's willing to turn away from their sleep? That they could pray for their family, praise God. The family may not know that you're praying. Hallelujah. They may not even understand it or appreciate it. But God, God knows. He hears you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To whom so much is given, so much is required. Hallelujah. To whom so much is given, so much is expected. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Father, I have spoken to your people what you would have for me to tell them on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those that you are pulling at their heart, hallelujah. Those that you are telling them to draw nigh unto you, that you may draw nigh unto them, oh God. Those that find themselves in situations and circumstances that they have never been in before, oh God, I thank you for this word that says that you are with them, that you have empowered them, that you have considered them, that you have set them apart, hallelujah, Jesus, to be an example. My God, hallelujah. My God, an example that will pray for those, hallelujah, that come up against them. Example, amen, that will render evil with good, oh God, and not return it with evil, oh God, that you have rendered them to be an example of reconciliation. Oh God, hallelujah. Sometimes people can't reconcile. They want to reconcile, but they're something there, my God, that's keeping them, oh God, from reconciling. And what God is saying, hallelujah, that you have a ministry of reconciliation.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That thing that there and withstands and won't let you get it right, even with your sister and your brother or your mother or your father, my God, or even the other saints, hallelujah, that thing is not of me. It doesn't mean that you don't love them from a distance, but get it right in your heart. If they have an ought with you and you did nothing because you know they have an ought, God is saying that you have a responsibility. He said, don't put down your gift at the altar. Go get it right, Shabbat. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are called to a higher standard. Praise God. Hallelujah. What empowers us, what moves us, is what we eat. If you're eating hate, hallelujah. If you're eating anger, if you're eating disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness, if you're eating that, you will birth that fruit. Shebe. Kuriandere bo. Oh, Father, release an anointing even now through your word to destroy every yoke of evil. In the name of Jesus, release an anointing, oh God, to remove every stumbling block in your people's lives, anything that will keep them from drawing nigh unto thee, oh God. Oh God, grace them, oh God, in relationship of proximity, a relationship of closeness, oh God, grace them, oh God, in being perceptive and cordon off things, oh God, hallelujah, that should not be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, everything that will try to easily beset them, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remember your people this day. Your love, your goodness, and your kindness toward them. Grace them to turn from wickedness, from evil, from disobedience, and from rebellion. Grace them in a heart of repentance, in a heart of turning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but today, God is talking to me. He's talking to me. When I first read it, he was speaking to me. You will not speak what you want to speak. You will not go in your own way. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will eat what I tell you to eat, what I place before you, what I have prepared for you. It's a prepared world for prepared people. And it's going to take you to a prepared place. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you.
All right.
In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it was not so, I would not tell you. Hallelujah! A prepared word for prepared people to bring you to a prepared place. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, we on this journey together. We going somewhere together. We are going to make it. We are going to encourage one another. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to bear one another's burdens. We're going to turn down a plate for one another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Unity. Unity. There's power in unity. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
In the name.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a moment just to bless the Lord to receive your portion of the word. Just bless him. Just tell him thank you. Those of you that need to repent, repent now. Repent in your heart. Repent to God. Amen. This is the time for repentance and turning. This is the time to be in right standing. This is the time, that tell him I may not like what you have prepared for me, God, but I'm going to learn to like it. Give me a developed appetite, oh God, for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Come on and receive it. Receive it, receive it. Come on and eat it. Come on and eat it. Come on and eat it. You're going to have to regurgitate this later on in the week. Come on and eat it. Come on and eat it. This is the thing that's going to come back to your remembrance. Come on and eat. Come on and chew it up. Come on. Hallelujah. In thy justice, word. Hallelujah, Jesus. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of God. You shall live. 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 You shall be lifted up. You shall. You shall stand up against adversity. Hallelujah. You will not give in like Aaron. Hallelujah. You will not run like Jeremiah. He shall make your faith hard like flint. You will not give in to temptation. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. You shall submit unto God and resist the devil. You shall make him flee. You shall submit unto God and resist the devil. You shall make him flee. Hey, Kebe. Hallelujah. Your only defense is it is written. Your only defense is it is written. You must eat this word. Hallelujah. Your only defense. Your weapon of warfare is mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of imagination. Hallelujah. But how can you stand if you don't eat? How can you speak, Shabba? Oh, glory to your name, God. It's real. It's real, beloved. It's real. It's real. is real, Shabba God. It's changing your diet. Shabba-ba-ba-ba. You are no longer on the milk. He said, you're going to chew this thing up. You're going to eat the strong meat of the word. Oh, yes, it's going to be delectable to you. He just gave you spiritual deed. He just gave you spiritual deed. Oh, yes, you are seasoned. Yes, you are seasoned. That's why your mouth is drooling. Come on up in the spirit. Come on. Spiritual maturation is taking place. You shall live. You shall live. You will not die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will not die with the anointing on the inside. That thing must be released. You will not die with potential. That potential is going to manifest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Yeah, the devil is alive. Hallelujah. And I come up against every anointing killer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every vision killer. That is working in your life. I cancel the assignment of the enemy. Even now and in Jesus' name. Everything that would try to destroy you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your young years in the spirit. My God. I come up against the enemy now and in the name of Jesus. The very enemy of your purpose in your destiny. Oh, yes, you are teething. You are teething. You are teething. Your teeth is here. Your spiritual teeth to eat the strong meat, to be able to chew, Shabbat, to be able to break it down, to digest it properly. Praise God. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, a new place for you. You are stepping out of the old into the new, even right now in Jesus' name. You might as well hop forth. You might as well jump into it. You can't stay behind. Come on forth in the name of Jesus. Come on forth. Hey, I call you forth. Hallelujah. Oh, the anointing, the anointing, the anointing. Oh, let him speak to your beloved. He's directing you, Shabbat. Don't come out of the spirit if he has no.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory, God. Jesus. Hey, 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 hey. Woo, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Shabababa. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, we're not going to quench the spirit today. Have your perfect work, God. Have your perfect work in the heart of your people. Oh, God, go ahead and perform surgery like you do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be ye strengthened, beloved. You are the body of Christ. Be ye strengthened. Christ don't need a tired body. Be ye empowered. Be strong. Be bold. Be courageous. Be innovative. Be creative. Hallelujah. You are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, God. No glory to his name. He's meeting your need according to his riches and glory. You be in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. There's only one new man. There's only one new man. Shabababa. That man is Jesus. He's meeting your need now according to his riches and his glory. Oh, glory to his name. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Build yourself up praying in the Holy Ghost in the most holy things. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. That's the word of God, beloved. Build yourself up. People want to know, how do I build myself up praying in the Holy Ghost, in the most holy Ghost? Amen. Hallelujah. Build yourself up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praying in your prayer language. Praise God. Praying in the holy faith, faith in Christ. Praise God. In that finished work at the cross, build yourself up. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. Praise God.
My Lord,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. And beloved, it is so. God has done a perfect work today. He has released empowering word with provision and resources. Amen. And we're going to release this word that you can listen to it again and again, that you can get all that you can from it. Praise God. Read the scriptures for yourself. My God, slow walking, line upon line, precept upon precept. My God, let God begin to work in your heart. Amen. Begin to let what is working in your heart work in your household. Begin to let it work in your community. Begin to let it work in your workplace. Hallelujah. Amen. God desires to use you. God, the Creator Himself. Amen. And elevation don't come from the east or the west. Amen. It comes from above. Comes from above. God put His word in Ezekiel and His spirit entered in. The Spirit of God. To empower Ezekiel to do the very thing that God has called and chose and sent him to do. Amen? God does it by what? Everything is moving by the Spirit. Everything is moving by the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah! You ought to be moving by the Spirit. If the Spirit ain't moving, then you ought not be moving. Amen? Praise God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophetess Maggie, are you on today?
Amen. Amen, Apostle.
Praise God. Yes. Prophetess Maggie, I'm going to release the line to you that you may proclaim a prophetic exhortation or however the Holy Spirit is leading you through the altar floor and just close us out in prayer, woman of God. Amen. You will be the last voice that we hear.
Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I glorify the Lord who is my life today. I thank God for my pastor and my apostle and my siblings in the gospel today. Just giving God glory, glory to God. That word was confirmation for our prayer. And glory to God for the word that God had given me for this coming week's Tuesday Bible study. Glory to God. Playing the blame game. Starting from Sunday school on down, glory. Taking ownership, hallelujah, glory to God. So I declare and decree, it says in Jeremiah, glory to God, as Pastor Apostle began to talk about eating the word, glory to God. It is what we need in this hour, glory to God. Jeremiah says, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. So, God, we are declaring and decreeing into the atmosphere. We're making a covenant with you today that we will get in our word and we will hunger and thirst for these words that are written on the Bible that you have given us, glory to God. And we thank you right now that we will be diligent, steadfast, unshakable, unmovable in our faith to trust what we read, glory to God. We will eat it day and night, glory to God. We will not be moved by what the enemy is showing us, glory to God, even what he may be saying, because he's under our feet, like Luke 10 and 19 says, glory to God. So we declare and decree with the word that has been spoken over our lives that we will be committed to reading and studying this word, glory to God, meditating on the word day and night, glory to God, declaring the word over situations and circumstances, glory to God. We will be committed, glory to God, and we come in covenant with you today, glory to God, a legal binding agreement that is signed in the heavens today, glory to God, that we will not be moved, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we take a posture of reading and studying and in prayer, glory to God. The posture of a champion today, victorious over sin today, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the confirmation. We seal everything that was said and done today in the heavens, glory to God. It is sealed in the blood today, glory to God. Hallelujah. We receive it in our hearts, and we thank you right now. Now, Lord God, for those that don't know you like we know you, Lord God, those that are even struggling in their faith, God, give them a heart to hear the call that was said today on the line. Hear you speaking through your apostle, Lord God. Allow them to receive that in their heart and answer you, Lord God. Allow them to turn away from sin, God, do a full turn, God, to face you, Lord God, and to have their back to sin no longer looking upon it. Now, Lord God, we trust and we believe, Lord God, that whoever will hear this word today, whoever will hear it from days henceforth, Lord God, that you will bless them, that they will accept the gift of salvation, that they will allow you to come into their hearts. God is calling, and Lord God, let them hear and receive and accept today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for every soul that has been led into the kingdom that will receive the word of God and will repent and acknowledge that you are their Savior, that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and that you gave salvation for all mankind, and we will turn from sin and face you. We thank you in advance for those souls in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.